Case Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on this Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation, when this comes out tonight. Here, January 23rd, 2026. Your favorite time of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, oh boy, back-to-back weekends of cold weather, and this is even colder than what it was last weekend. Hope everyone stays warm out there this weekend, particularly, yeah, stay safe out there. I said it on one of the recordings yesterday. Let's just see where you get to the weekend, folks, on that. K-State Nation, make sure y'all stay warm out there. Boy, oh boy, you could definitely, this wind makes it even worse out here in Kansas City, Missouri. The cold temps are back. Well, they've been back for quite a while, but the frigid temps are definitely, you can definitely feel it, folks. Definitely, you're traveling to games this weekend between Lawrence and Bramlage. Definitely. Make sure you stay safe out there. And we know we're thinking about our friends down south as well. They're going to get hit as well. So, with some type of ice storm. Yeah, crazy, right? Crazy. Late January here in 2026. This quote-unquote other K-State sports podcast. All things K-State sports. Whether that's football or indoor track and field, but we're just getting back to the court here, folks, because this weekend it is KU weekend, as I talked about really throughout this week of this podcast. This preview will come out tonight, tomorrow night. Obviously, the men's basketball team coming off of a win, their first win in late January in conference play. They're gonna be taking on Kansas, hosting Kansas in Bramlage tomorrow night. There, as I'm on the I was on the KU page earlier. There we go. Now we're going to switch it back here a little bit. Yeah, so Kansas right now, top half of the league, fifth position right now, and they have reeled off since losing and getting upset by West Virginia. Three straight wins, that including an upset against Iowa State, and of course where they did it at, in Allen Fieldhouse, by really just blowing them out of the water there as well. But KU's got to come here first. And look, I said this early in the week, K-State, they got to have one of those guys back. Whether that's because I didn't realize they were hit hard with injuries. Elias Rabakete, he's been gone for a little bit, and K-State won the contest over Utah, despite feeling like we're going to lose that game, because K-State usually find a way to lose these games, this year, or any other year for that matter, but really particularly the last 2 years, trying to figure out how to lose games with two different rosters under head coach Jerome Tang, but trying to stay on the current topic here. Look, you got to have one of those guys back. I still don't know the status of Kamari McGriff or Abdi Bashir at this time, as I'm sitting recording this podcast on this cold Friday morning here, whipping around. This wind whipping around. You can kind of hear outside of the confines. But, yeah, so, but yeah, the best case scenario, the absolute best case scenario, you have one of those guys back. Now, the worst case scenario, you don't have any, and you got to play shorthand. That's what happened there, and I don't know what crowd to expect, but when it's Kansas, though, K-State turns up. I shouldn't have to tell y'all that the atmosphere is very, very different from any home game, in my opinion, to be honest with you, because when it's KU, the decibels have turned up a notch. And yes, this K-State team struggled to win games and all that. But like I said right at the beginning of this week, right? You will love. I mean, I said last week on this podcast, it was a big week for K-State men's basketball. Now, yeah, they lost both those games and should have won. Really, if you want to really look at it, one of those games, Arizona State. But now you fast forward here. Now Kansas comes in here, three game winning streak. here. You got a chance to beat a ranked team. And again, trying to settle down. Trying to settle down. And what important I was impressed in the fact that, honestly, this men's basketball team won shorthanded. No Bashir, no McGriff, no Elijah McKenna. You still find a way to win that basketball game with Utah. Now can you carry that over? And this is going to be some type of battle tomorrow night. This we've been treated some individual battles here here so far. Let me see here real quick. Let me get to the box score. Yeah, Kansas beat Colorado early in the week, 75-69. And obviously they have their star in Darren Peterson. On the other end, obviously, we got our guy PJ Haggerty as well, who, again, tends to, I don't know for what reason, get off to a slow start and all of a sudden turn up in the second half. We've seen that like 3-4 times this year. And hopefully, maybe he can get off to a better start here, because they need PJ Haggerty, especially if either can't even go in this rivalry game. The Dylan Sunflower Showdown, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer, this KU weekend preview. We got it again, folks. And if we go back to the fall semester, last fall, right? This past fall, right? That was fun to watch and cover. You know, we had the I know. I keep going back to it because it's by far one of the favorite weekends recaps of the year. You had volleyball team upset KU in the Allen Fieldhouse, and I think probably the day before that you had K-State baseball. I didn't even know baseball was over there until like 2 days later. Maybe after I didn't find out really until after the football team just laid the beat down to KU there as well, and the baseball team beat Kansas. And then, of course, we know what happened on the field there with all that talking. It's despite the down year, disappointing year of K-State on the football field, K-State got up for that game and took it to KU, right? So, but here, you getting Kansas at home, 19th of the country. Bill Self actually spoke the other night there as well, so I think he'll make the trip here, I'm pretty sure. It's just obviously... just a little bit over hour drive to Manhattan, Kansas from Lawrence there as well. So this is going to be a fascinating matchup here, obviously, of these two teams here. We take a look at the standings here there as well. Yeah, Kansas is on a 3-game winning streak right now, heading into tomorrow night's Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 1 with Kansas State. 14-5, as I just said, and they're tied with, what, three teams right now? They just beat lost to West Virginia, excuse me. So they're tied with them. You upset Iowa State, so they did that. K-State, your K-State Wildcats, on the bottom, fourth, 10-9. Just picked up their very first win in conference play early, back on Tuesday against Utah. You're one of five teams. You're one of four teams right now, actually, that with the same record, 1-5. You will love, again, to settle down and start playing some better basketball if you're Kansas State there, because you love to get your rival at home. Obviously, if K-State's going to make any ground up, I'm not going to say, ton, but you're not too far from some of these other teams, Cincinnati, Colorado, TCU, Oklahoma State. Yeah, you just lost to Oklahoma State last weekend. They're all sitting up there in 2-4. That's a different tier. So you're in the bottom tier. Those teams are just named off. They're the tier before you. So there's a chance there. Again, K-State needs to start winning some basketball games. That's the key here, and I'll love knowing about come back on here this weekend and talk about another upset win for K-State Athletics against Kansas this weekend. So we'll find out what happens tomorrow night, obviously, 7 o'clock. Yeah, I should be able to watch that game, actually, because of the way my work schedule. I double-checked it there. That's another conversation, but yeah, I fortunately don't have to work today with a searing wind, and then tomorrow, of course, I think Sunday might be. Yes, and I know it's still going to be cold. It's going to be cold really through next week too, but not as cold as it is right now. I lost track of time. Yeah, I lost track of what I was going to say. Yeah, so it's an opportunity. Opportunity there for this men's basketball team. And I'm hopeful that they get one of those individuals back. I don't know these. I did see something on Bashir. I didn't read it. So we'll just have to see what happens on Saturday night in part one. And, of course, part two. Again, before I get into part two, of course, the Pro Marcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're having a chance to record Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify. You know what the deal is. The Pro Marcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, is daily podcast. All things K-State sports will come at you. The bus don't stop on Friday. Nope. It'll continue through Saturday and Sunday unless Eddie drops the ball on that. So this daily podcast, all things K-State sports. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. All right, so flipping the script to the women, right? On a 2-game winning streak. And the first time they on a streak, you got to go back to the very, very beginning of the year. Jeff Mitty, head coach of this women's basketball team, just had a up and down battle with Houston, putting the brooms on them on Wednesday night. Now you get Kansas. You gotta go to Lawrence there on Sunday, a noon tip. I won't be able to watch this because I'll be, it's Championship Sunday. That's part of Championship Sunday on the NFL side because I gotta work, unfortunately. So the script was flipped on me on that one, but I'm still back and forth on what I want to do going forward with as far as work is, well, the weekend as far as that goes. But again, that's another conversation. I don't want to veer too much off of that right now. But anyways, yeah, K-State rose up in there 11-9 in Lawrence. KU 12-8, 2-6 in Big 12 play. Oh, by the way, yeah, K-State, they started to move up the ranks a little bit in the conference for now. 4-3 here. So look here, the quick math. They're still leader. If you divide this in half, this conference, this deep conference in half, they lead the second half of the conference right now. Now, I know that's not saying much, but hey, this is a young basketball team that took a huge step last weekend, upsetting undefeated top 20 ranked opponent, Texas Tech. I am still impressed that they went in and did that. They battled. And I kind of doubted this team a little bit. But I didn't question their toughness. I knew, you know, they're going to be tough. They've played these ranked teams tough all year long. And they've upset Ole Miss back early in the year. They played North Carolina tough. Let me see. They played A&M. They rallied against them and gave them trouble in the second half of the game there early in the year as well. So and now you're starting to see Tess Hill come alive after she was kind of a no-show in the first half. She really made herself accountable there, and really has been ever since then. Has really turned up for this team. The only one senior on this team, which again I gotta reemphasize this note here: the third youngest team in all college basketball on the women's side right now. That's crazy. When I saw that. We all knew we were young because this team only has two juniors and a senior. Everybody else is sophomore, freshman. Again, if you can keep the group, the freshman group together that you got, and then try to find a way, again, with this NIL, the tricky part, NIL and the transfer portal, you know, hey, this could be dangerous in another year or two potentially there as well. So, again, I don't want to look too far, that far, yet, because we still have unfinished business here for the rest of the year. But, yeah, man, you go on to Lawrence there. Obviously, the record, like I always say, says for itself. Even though, yeah, I know, Eddie, you can't play games on paper. You can't do it. Otherwise, it'd be too easy for us to sit here and say, that's the win. That's the win right there. That's the win right there. But you got to go on to Lawrence. This is a rivalry game. This is Dylan Sunflower Showdown. You want to beat your rival, right? So that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to this team there. Can you continue to build there as well? And, and K-State, I think they got to come with it in the first half. My key, if I had one, I know I didn't have a key for the men's, but if I had one for the women's team, given the fact that they've started out kind of a little bit on the slower end We have seen this most of the time this year from this team. You don't want to get you don't want to put yourself in a bind. Now to get your wife, you shouldn't have to get up. Hey, I know I've said this a lot on this show, but maybe between my other podcasts too. You want to get up for your rival. You don't have to get motivated. If you have to tell you to get motivated and all that. Now I had to do that yesterday. You do that yesterday for a different cause, a couple of times, but. If you have to do that against your in-state rival, I don't know what else to tell you there. That should be, when you first hear the words right off the bat, K, the first two letters, KU, what do you think of? That's your rival. You want to beat them, right? And it's vice versa. They want to beat us too, right? But, hey, you got an opportunity to go in there and try to steal a win. So you would like know better to beat Kansas. And even when these teams are good, right? These were tight battles, and I expect another one. Just like the other night, Houston scratched and clawed and could have won that game, but K-State made the plays late again, just like they did in Lubbock, Texas. This young core went into a hostile environment and took down one of the unbeatens in all of college basketball. That was impressive there. Now you scratched and clawed, you beat Houston. Can you beat your in-state rival on Sunday afternoon? We'll find out. This weekend, we'll have postcasts of each of these games for you this weekend. Definitely this weekend there as well. And they'll come out I know the men's podcast will come out Sunday night. That for sure. Then the ladies will come out on Monday night there as well. I have that scheduled right here for you. So, again, that's another reason. Subscribe to this podcast, All Things K-State Sports, Pro Parcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Stay warm. Do your best. Do your best out there. Stay warm this weekend, folks. It's going to be a cold one out there. This has been another preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. We'll catch.